Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
There was a time when St. Paul put out the welcome mat for every major bank robber, kidnapper, and stick-up artist in America.
Arriving in St. Paul in the 1930s were John Dillinger, Babyface Nelson, Bonnie of Bonnie and Clyde, Machine Gun Kelly. If you had a gangster nickname like Babyface, you went to Minnesota.
That's crime historian Paul McAbee. He explains that St. Paul Police Chief John O'Connor made it clear to gangsters, as long as they didn't kill, maim, or rob anyone in the city of St. Paul, the town and its people would be their safe haven. The system worked for years. Gangsters committed crimes nearby, including Minneapolis, and then came home to divvy the loot and get some R&R in St. Paul. McAbee calls it a devil's bargain that finally broke down in 1934 after banker Edward Bremer and brewing company executive William Hamm Jr. were kidnapped in St. Paul by gangsters Fred Barker and Alvin Creepy Karpis.
Had they not broken the code by kidnapping those two millionaires, who knows, we might still have the Barker Karpis gang with us today.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.